Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the stop button won't work. Live from Teeing It Up Studios, Swampscott, Jersey, in Daytona Beach, Florida, this is Teeing It Up presents the Sunday Sprint. Alongside my friend Luke Morrow, I am Jeremy Schilling. Hello, Luke. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good morning.
Luke, I would like to assure you right off the top that you are not being fired once the season's over.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jim Tomsula, there's a report by Pro Football Talk that he's going to be fired. So if one and done is now a possibility in the NFL, could Bill Belichick be fired? Are we finally in this mode where anything could happen in the National Football League?
Yeah, I would think at some point there could be a time where Belichick could be fired, depending on what would happen. I think it would take more than one down year for Belichick, but I wouldn't rule anything out in the NFL. And to me, the firing of Tomsula is pretty ridiculous and stupid, and I think it just shows or continues to show, I mean, what's going on with that Niners organization here over the past 12 months, and I think how poor of a job they're doing.
In all seriousness, I think the big one was Chip Kelly being fired. Is he somebody that you believe has a future in the National Football League, or is his system more built for college where you have more leeway in how you can push people and push your players versus the NFL? Because you read what these Eagle players said, and they sound like they were exhausted.
Yeah, you know, I think he has a future in the sense that I think he'll get another job in the NFL. I don't know how effective he will be. I mean, he did have two 10-win seasons, then he had a down year this season, but it looks bad because they gave him reins with the team. He made all his moves, got the roster the way he did, and he went from 10 wins to the 6 wins this year, but I think they were even worse than a 6-9 team and looked worse at times. So I think he'll get another chance. Maybe he'll be better off when he does not have control of the personnel. But you hear a lot of things come out that aren't good for Chip Kelly. One being that he didn't allow audibles, for example, and they had to run the play even when they knew the setup wasn't good for that particular play in that situation. So I think he needs to clean up some things, but he'll get another chance.
Yeah. We're talking to the great Luke Morrow, obviously, here on the Sunday Sprint, the final regular season edition of the Sunday Sprint. Luke, let's start off today with the Jets and the Bills. Winning in for my Jets last week was a stunner. I still can't believe Bill Belichick chose to kick and not get the ball, but I'll happily take it. However, I believe the Jets lose, and I believe they do not make the playoffs. I do not have a good feeling about this game, unfortunately. And these are the games that Rex classically overhypes his team for, but for some reason I don't see the light here. It's in Buffalo. It's cold. It's windy. It's snowing. Buffalo was able to really hold the Jets down during that first matchup on a Thursday night. I don't have a good feeling about this.
Yeah, what an optimistic Jets fan you sound like.
I'm just not optimistic this morning. I don't know why. I've been kind of stuck in the middle on this game because I know this team can win, and if they run the ball and if they get to the quarterback – like they did, especially last week against Brady, and they defend well on the outside and prevent big plays, and Marshall and Decker do what they did, especially in overtime. This is a team that can do stuff. But for some reason, when you're a Jet fan, it's all about mitigating disasters at times. And unfortunately, I feel like, in a sense, the Jets need to mitigate a disaster, which is a really horrible thing to say. I don't know. Are you more optimistic than I am?
In terms of the Jets, yes. As a Vikings fan, I can relate. But in this game, when I don't have a rooting interest, I am optimistic for the Jets' sake. I mean, I think, you know, this is the Rex Ryan's Super Bowl, trying to keep the Jets, or do his part in trying to keep them out of the playoffs. But the Jets are the better team. They need the game more. They have struggled in Buffalo. You know, Fitzpatrick didn't look that sharp against Buffalo the first time this season. But the Jets are just more talented, and this is their season on the line. I don't expect them to go in and lay an egg, even if it's a tough game. With the snow, the weather, we'll see how that comes into play. Ivory may have to have a big game. But, you know, I think your Jets do pull it off and get into the postseason.
No Bilal Powell. Bilal Powell has a bum ankle, and he is officially out. That is a huge blow to the Jets in their passing game. Powell has been doing a lot of the dirty work that tight ends have done for most teams, not named the Jets, who have had a tight end that has played three snaps, basically, over the last couple of years. Last couple of games. This is a huge, huge development, and part of why I'm so pessimistic about the Jets. Today, they're going to have to really step up without Bilal Powell in that game, in this game today. And that's part of why I am so pessimistic. We shall see. I want to skip to the end here. Packers, Vikings, there's a lot on the line out there. This is for the NFC North title. Explain to the folks out there, Luke, what the impact is, because both teams are obviously playing in the playoffs. What is the impact here in terms of who would play who next week? And road versus home, because this is a major implication in a conference where if Seattle gets their act together, you want to avoid Seattle and Arizona at all costs.
And that's why it makes this interesting, because, you know, it would be great to win the division and beat the Packers, but if the Vikings were to do that, they would be the number three seed, and automatically they host the Seahawks next week. But if they lose tonight, they'll either go back to Lambeau next week or go to Washington, depending on what happens in the Seattle game. So it's an interesting situation when you look at the matchups for the playoffs. I don't know what's better, being at home against Seattle or having to go to Washington or potentially Lambeau for a second straight week against the Packers. But Mike Zimmer has said all week they're not going to worry about that. They want to win the division. They want to beat the Packers, and they're going to try to. And I guess we'll cross that bridge next week when we get there. But the Vikings could be either 3, 5, or 6, and they'll play either Seattle, the Packers, or the Redskins, and the same thing kind of goes for Green Bay if they were to lose.
Yeah, and it's it'll be interesting to see, too, I think, how the Packers get their act together, because the Packers get last week were abysmal. They just were abysmal. Their offensive line was abysmal. They got dominated. Aaron Rodgers hasn't looked comfortable. Don't you think, Luke, that more so for the Packers than the Vikings, this can be a springboard game for somebody going into next week?
Yeah, you know, I think for both teams. I mean, for the Vikings, just as a franchise as a whole, this could go a long way to go to Lambeau, where they only have one win in the last, 10 years, and beat them to win the division week 17. But after last week, the Packers certainly could use a good showing heading into the postseason. It's funny, the Packers always play much better against the Vikings. When these two teams played earlier this season, the Packers are on a 3-game losing streak, Vikings on a 5-game winning streak, and the Packers totally dominated. And now you have Green Bay getting killed last week, the Vikings blowing out the Giants, and you think it's lined up for a good matchup for Minnesota, but I expect the same thing. The Packers always play their best football against Minnesota. I don't expect anything less than that tonight at home.
Are you worried about ghosts of Brett Favre appearing?
You know, the Vikings always do, knock on wood, they've done a good job against Aaron Rodgers under Mike Zimmer. They need to worry about Eddie Lacy, who averages 130 yards against the Vikings in his career and just 8 yards against everyone else. So, to me, it's going to come down to Lacy.
Are you surprised at how much time we just spent talking about the Vikings?
Hey, week 17, division title on the line. Maybe it deserves.
All right, now we move into three games that have implications that are various. The Steelers need the Jets to lose, which I'm predicting will happen, unfortunately. but I can't believe I'm being pessimistic, but I just don't have a good feeling. And it's weird. I had a worse feeling a couple weeks ago. I had a really good feeling about the Patriots game. I had a horrible feeling about Dallas, and I was basically right about that. And Fitz pulled it out late. It's not that I have a bad feeling about today for the Jets. I just kind of have this indifferent feeling. And whenever I feel indifferent, I just have a bad feeling. But the Steelers, Luke, are reeling. And they lost to the Ravens last week. And Ryan Mallett, how does that happen? Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, that's a good question. Mallett played one of his better games of his career and exploited the Steelers on the outside. But, you know, for Pittsburgh, heard reports of Mike Tomlin really ripping into the team during film on Monday, and I don't think he's going to let that happen again today, what happened in Baltimore. So the Steelers are so much better than Cleveland. Cleveland has nothing to play for. Their coaches expected to be fired. Some guys probably are already looking to the future. You have Johnny Manziel out in Vegas. So I think the Browns have their minds elsewhere compared to the Steelers, who are fighting for a postseason berth. Pittsburgh will get it together today. I expect a blowout. And then, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the Jets game, depending on if the Steelers can sneak in.
Really quick, will Johnny Football ever play another down in the National Football League? I say no.
If it was up to me, I would say no. I think he will, though.
He's not trustworthy, and that's a problem when you need somebody to be the face of your team. Kansas City is trying to increase their seed, and this is a team, Luke, that's the hottest team in football this side of Arizona, and I think in the AFC, this is the team you don't want to face.
Yeah, they're just playing very well here after that terrible loss. 9 straight wins. It's all about getting hot at the right time, as we always hear, and that's exactly what the Chiefs have done. Now they'll try to carry that into the postseason against a good road team in Oakland. But when you look at it, good matchup for Kansas City. They're fourth in the NFL in creating turnovers. The Raiders are towards the bottom in having turnovers. So the Chiefs at home playing well will be a tough test, but I think the Chiefs will remain hot into the postseason.
And that's a team too, Luke, that I think when you look at it, you know, this is a hungry team. They haven't been here in a while. And sometimes it's the hungrier teams that are the most dangerous teams when it comes to teams that can kind of slide up and have got this ride, and a lot of these guys have never been here before, and that's something to watch out for. Seattle is reeling. Seattle looks good for 2 weeks, and then they look horrible. I don't know what to think of Seattle. If they can get their act together, this is a dangerous team in the playoffs. If not, they could be a horrible team in the playoffs. I don't know what to think.
Yeah, I agree. But I think in this particular matchup, it's kind of a poor matchup for Seattle against Arizona. Palmer threw for almost 400 yards against Seattle last time. Now, the Seahawks defense has been playing better since then. But, you know, it's in Arizona. The Cardinals still playing. They're going to play their starters looking for that number one seed. And Bruce Arians saying he wanted to send the message to Seattle. So, similar to a couple of teams we've talked about, you know, Seattle, I think, needs to regroup heading into the postseason. You don't want to go in on back-to-back tough losses, but I think that's what's going to happen because Arizona still is playing for something, and they're just the better team, and they're at home.
Is this a playoff preview?
It could be. You know, I won't say for sure because that could mean I'm going against my Vikings in the first round.
Yeah. That is true, and as you said earlier, that's a team you don't want to face. For the final time this year, Luke, it is time for the end of the show, and this week we're going to put the game to watch Golf During first, and for me, that is every game with no playoff implications. That is a cop-out answer, but it's true. I really don't care about all these games that have no playoff implications.
Cop-out answer, but you stole my answer. I was going to say the same exact thing. Instead, I'll give you one specific game. Josh Freeman starting for the Colts. That'll be fun to watch. So.
Yeah, there you go. That whole franchise is going to have a lot of upheaval in the offseason. The game of the day, I'm guessing, is Green Bay, Minnesota.
I'm going to go Jets-Bills, the New York Super Bowl.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Take a bow. Thank you. I appreciate that, Luke. Your sleeper game, if one of these games ever exists.
Jaguars-Texans, I guess, has some playoff implications. I think it'll be a good game.
Tennessee-Indianapolis, just to see if the 9 things that Indianapolis needs to happen can happen, maybe. I don't know. See if Tom Coughlin gets carried off the field in the Giants game if they win, because he's probably resigning. Who knows? Your Survivor game.
The Steelers. No way they lose with the season on the line against the Browns and Austin Davis.
That's a good choice. I'm going with New Orleans. I think New Orleans wins this last game, potentially for Sean and for Drew Brees together. And your player to watch today, quickly.
Fitzpatrick at his old stomping ground.
Chris Ivory needs to run well today for the Thank you. Enjoy your football Sunday, and we'll see you Saturday for the Sunday Sprint Playoff Edition.
Look forward to it.
Thanks. Enjoy your football, everybody.